Will you please turn to the letter to the Ephesians?
请我们一同翻开以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
We will read from verse 14 through verse 21.
我们从第十四节读到二十一节。
I will read it through first in English.
我要先用英文读一遍。
And then our brother will read it in Chinese.
然后我们弟兄再用中文读一遍。
For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom every family in the heavens and on earth is named, in order that He may give you according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power by His Spirit in the inner man, that the Christ may dwell through faith in your hearts, being rooted and founded in love, in order that you may be fully able to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of the Christ which surpasses knowledge, that ye may be filled even to all the fullness of God. But to him that is able to do far exceedingly above all which we ask or think, according to the power which works in us, to him be glory in the church, in Christ Jesus, unto all generations of the age of ages. Amen.
以弗所书第三章十四节到二十一节。因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们里面的人的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿们。
We thank God for gathering us together this time.
这一次主把我们聚集在这里，我们感谢神。
I suppose we all rememberThat the theme of this conference is spiritual seeding.
我相信我们每一个人都记得这一次特会的主题乃是属灵的看见。
We will approach this matter with the two prayers of the Apostle Paul.
我们用使徒保罗两个祷告来看这个题目。
Because out of his own heart and his experience,He prayed this prayer for the saints in Ephesus.
保罗从他自己的经历和从他心里面为着以弗所的教会来有了这两个祷告。
In his first prayer, he prayed to the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory.
在他第一个祷告里面，他向着我们主耶稣基督的父，荣耀的神来祷告。
To the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory.
去向着我们主耶稣基督的神，我们荣耀的父来祷告。
And in that prayer, he prayed that God will grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of God.
在那个祷告中，他求神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
In other words, in this first prayer, he prayed for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
换一句话说，在他第一个祷告里面，他求那智慧和启示的灵。
Because he knows that the natural man does not receive the things of the Holy Spirit.
因为他知道我们天然的人是没有办法领会属灵的事情。
In other words, naturally, we are blind to spiritual things.
换一句话说呢，就着天然而言，我们对属灵的事情是瞎眼的。
We will even consider spiritual things as folly.
我们甚至认为属灵的事情是愚拙的。
And not only we will not receive it,
不仅我们不能领会，
we do not even understand or know it.
我们也不能够明白，不能知道它。
Because spiritual things must be discerned spiritually.
因为属灵的事要在灵里面来分辨它。
So dear brothers and sisters, at the very outset,
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这一个结果，
we need to remember one thing.
我们必须要记得一件事。
And that is, as we are faced with things spiritual, we are naturally blind.
就是当我们面对属灵事情的时候，我们天然而言，我们都是瞎眼的。
Do not think that by our own intellect and our own mind, we will be able to know spiritual things.
不要认为借着我们天然的聪明和智慧，我们就能知道属灵的事情。
Because Paul himself experienced it.
因为保罗他自己经验是这样。
While he was a young man by the name of Saul,
当他还是年轻的时候，他名字叫做扫罗。
He was a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人。
He was religious.
他是非常虔诚的。
He was zealous.
他也非常热心。
And he had the desire to serve God.
他有一个侍奉神的心愿。
But he was totally blind spiritually.
但是对属灵的事而言，他是完全的瞎眼。
He thought that by persecuting the church, he was serving God.
他认为呢，逼迫教会就是侍奉神。
Not until one day.
直到有一天。
When that heavenly light shone upon him.
当天上的光照在他身上。
Blinded his natural eyes.
使他天然的眼睛瞎了。
But opening his spiritual eyes.
却将他属灵的眼睛打开了。
And thereby the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
并且借着智慧和启示的灵。
He saw the righteous one.
他看见了那一位义者。
That Jesus of Nazareth is the righteous one.
就是拿撒勒人耶稣就是那义者。
The one whom he persecuted is the Son of God.
那一位他所逼迫的就是神的儿子。
There, in the spirit of wisdom and revelation, he saw the Lord.
因着智慧和启示的灵，他看见了主。
It opened up his spiritual eyes.
将他属灵的眼睛开启了。
He started his spiritual life.
也开始了他属灵的生命和生活。
And dear brothers and sisters, in a very real way.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常实在的方式。
That is what happened to each and every one of us.
并且这件事也发生在我们每一个人的身上。
We do not begin our spiritual life until we receive revelation from above.
直到我们从上头得着了启示，我们属灵的生命才开始。
Naturally, we will look at our Lord Jesus as the best of man.
就着天然而言呢，我们可能会看我们的主耶稣乃是世上最好的人。
We may consider him as the great teacher.
我们可能认为他是一个伟大的教师。
That he is a prophet from God.
他是从神那里来的先知。
But it is impossible for us to really believe in him as the Christ, the Son of the living God.
但是要我们真正的相信他是永生神的儿子，这是不可能的。
Even though mentally we may believe it,
虽然呢，头脑上面我们可能相信了
，but spiritually we didn't.
但是灵里面我们却没有相信。
And because of that, our spiritual life did not begin.
因着那个缘故，我们属灵的生命就还没有开始。
Not until one day God opened our inner eyes.
直到有一天，神开了我们里面的眼睛。
It pleased God to reveal His Son.In me.
神乐意将他的儿子启示在我的里面。
Suddenly heaven was open.
忽然之间天开了。
And we saw things spiritual.
我们就看见了那属灵的事物。
Brothers and sisters, that's how we begin when we are first saved.
弟兄姊妹们，那是当我们刚得救的时候，我们的开始。
We may pray to God before.
我们可能以前也向神祷告。
But as one brother said,
但是好像一位弟兄所说的
When we say, Father, we are calling our father-in-law.
当我们呼喊神做父的时候，我们好像称呼岳父一样。
It was a natural.
那不是很自然的。
Because God was far, far away from us.
因为神离我们好像非常非常的遥远。
We may believe that he exists.
我们可能相信他存在
But he was a distant God.
但是他是一位遥远的神
He was an unknowable God.
他是一位不可知的神
We had no relationship with him.
我们和他之间没有关系
No communication at all.
我们和神之间没有任何的交通
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲
one day this blessed thing happened.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹当有一天这有福的事情发生了
Revelation came to us.
启示就临到了我们。
Heaven was open to us.
对我们而言，天开了。
And we can most naturally, I would say supernaturally natural, to call out God Abba, Father.
我们就变得很自然的，这个自然是超然的自然，我们就称神做阿爸父亲。
A relationship with God.Begins.
我们与神之间的那个关系就开始了。
And it all begins with the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
这都是借着那智慧和启示的灵而开始的。
Now remember that what happened in the beginning is the principle that will be applied throughout our whole spiritual life.
我们要请记得在我们开头的时候所发生的事情就是我们一生属灵生命生活的原则
In every step of our spiritual life
在我们属灵生命中的每一步
It always begins with the spirit of wisdom and revelation
总是从智慧和启示的灵开始的
And only after we have received the spirit of wisdom and revelation
唯有当我们接受了智慧和启示的灵之后
Then things spiritual become real to us
那么属灵的事情对我们而言才变得真实
We know that all the revelations of God are alreadywritten in the Bible.
我们知道所有神的启示都已经记载在圣经中。
And we have been reading the Bible.
我们已经在读圣经了。
And we even memorize the Bible.
我们甚至也背圣经，记得它。
And we even think that we understand what is said in the Bible.
我们甚至也认为呢，自己明白了在圣经里面说的意义。
But somehow you find that what you have read is objective truth.
但是我们总是感觉呢，我们所读的不过是客观的真理而已。
You know it is truth.
我们知道它是真的。
It is eternal truth.
它是永远的真理。
But it is something outside of you.
但是好像呢，和我是在我之外的真理。
It is not living and working in your life.
在我的里面还不是活的，有功效的。
Not until one day,
直到有一天
God opened your eyes,
神开我们的眼睛
and the spirit of wisdom revelation is given,
神赏赐给我们智慧和启示的
灵 then the written word begins to be alive,
那么这写下来的圣经好像就活了
it begins to operate in your life,
它开始在我们生命里面发生功效。
It has power there.
在那里有能力。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
in every step of our spiritual life, it is along this principle.
在我们属灵生命的每一个脚步上都是照着这个属灵的原则。
We cannot ever depend upon our own intelligence.
我们不能够依靠自己的智慧和聪明。
We have to depend upon our God.
我们必须要依靠我们的神。
And we thank God because He is not the God who hides Himself.
我们感谢神，他并不是自隐的神。
He is the God who reveals Himself.
他乃是将他自己启示出来的神。
And it pleases Him.
并且这是他的喜悦。
To reveal His Son in us.
他乐意将他的儿子启示在我们里面。
God will not only give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
神不仅赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
He will also enlighten the eyes of our heart.
并且他要照明我们心中的眼睛。
That is to say, he will also give us a renewed mind.
那就是说，他要赐给我们一个更新的心意。
That we may be able to understand what's going on in our spirit.
好叫我们能够明白在我们灵里面所发生的故事。
So that we may be able to explain it.To other people.
好叫我们能够向别人解释。
And to share it with our brothers and sisters.
并且分享给我们的弟兄姊妹们。
For the benefits of the whole church.
为着整个教会的益处。
And yesterday morning we mentioned that when this thing happened.
昨天早晨我们提到当这些事情发生的时候。
There are three things that are being revealed and understood.
有三件事情呢，神启示出来让我们明白。
Number one, what the hope of his calling.
第一就是他的恩召中有何等样的指望。
It is not our calling.
不是我们认为我们人生的呼召。
It is his calling.
乃是他的呼召。
God calls every one of us.
神呼召我们每一个人。
When we save, he saves us, he calls us.
当他拯救我们的时候，他就呼召我们。
He calls us not so much as to what we are going to do for him.
他并不是呼召我们来要我们为他做什么事情。
He calls us that we may be what he wants us to be.
他呼召我们成为他所要我们所是的。
He wants us who are redeemed by the precious blood.To be the body of Christ.
他要我们这一班被他儿子宝血所救赎回来的人成为基督的身体。
I cannot think of anything more blessed than this.
我不能想到有任何事情呢比这一件事更有福分。
He has called us into a relationship with him.
他呼召我们与他有一个关系。
And that relationship is so intimate, so in one.
那一个关系呢是那样的亲密，那样的一，是一个合一。
That he called us to be the body of Christ.
他呼召我们成为是耶稣，是基督的身体。
Christ becomes the head.
基督成为那个头。
And we become his body.
我们成为他的身体。
We become the fullness of Christ.
我们成为基督的丰满。
And we become the testimony of Christ.
我们成为基督的见证。
Christ and the church are one.
基督与教会是一。
They can never be separated.
他们根本不可能被分开。
And this is for eternity.
这个是直到永远。
Now, brothers and sisters, can you imagine anything more blessed than this?
弟兄姊妹们，你能想到任何事情比这个更有福吗？
To put it in another way.
我们用另外一种方式来讲。
What is the body?
什么是身体呢？
What is the relationship between the head and the body?
什么是头和身体之间的关系呢？
You remember when Saul persecuted the followers of Jesus.
我们记得当扫罗 逼迫那些跟随耶稣的人。
You know what our Lord Jesus said to him?
我们记得我们的主向他说什么呢？
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
He did not say, why do you persecute my followers?
他没有这样说，你为什么逼迫那些跟从我的人？
He said, why do you persecute me?
他乃是说，你为什么逼迫我呢？
Because those whom you persecuted, they were me.
因为那些扫罗所逼迫的人就是基督他自己。
The head complain when you touch the body.
当我们摸到身体的时候，那个头就会抱怨。
Because the body and the head are one.
因为身体和元首头呢是一。
One in life.
在生命里是合一的。
One in fullness.
在丰满里是合一的。
One in glory.
在荣耀中也是合一的。
And that is his calling.
那就是他的呼召。
And what is the hope of his calling?
那么这个呼召的盼望是什么呢？
When the body is fully grown.
当这个身体长大成人的时候。
Then it will become the eternal bride of the Lamb.
他要成为羔羊永远的妻。
What a blessed hope that is.
那是何等有福的盼望。
And this is the wisdom revealed to us.
这是借着那启示给我们的智慧的内容。
And then secondly we mentioned.
第二我们所提到的。
What the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
It is not our inheritance in Christ.
他不是说到我们在基督里所得着的产业。
When we think of our inheritance in Christ,
当我们想到我们在基督里的产业的时候，
how are we going to describe it?
我们要怎么描写它呢？
The riches of the glory of our inheritance in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督耶稣里的产业呢，有何等丰盛的荣耀。
There is no way to describe the riches of it.
我们没有办法来描写它的丰盛。
No way to fathom the glory of it.
我们没有办法来测度那个荣耀。
We can only say it is glory.
我们只能说荣耀啊。
It is riches.
它是何等的丰富。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
But no,What the word tells us is this.
但是不，在这里主的话告诉我们是这样的。
The riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
他在圣徒中的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
We are to be the inheritance of Christ.
我们要成为基督的产业。
And we will be an inheritance that is full of riches of glory.
我们要成为他那有何等丰盛荣耀的产业。
Just as he is full of riches of glory to us.
正好像他对我们而言是有丰盛荣耀的一样。
How can this be?
这怎么可能呢？
And then you find the third thing.
然后我们看见第三件事情。
What the surpassing power of God to those who believe.
并且他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
It is the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
这一个能力乃是使耶稣基督从死里复活的能力。
It is the power that put our Lord Jesus in the heavenlies by the right hand of God.
这个能力是叫我们主耶稣基督呢，在天上坐在神的右边的能力。
It is the power that put everything under his feet.
这个能力是使万有都伏在基督之下的那个能力。
That he is above all things.
他在万有之上。
He be the head to all things.
他做万有之首。
For the church, which is body, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
他为着教会做万有之首，教会就是他的身体，是那充满万有者的丰满。
So all these are included in spiritual seeing.
这一切呢，都是包含在那属灵的看见的里面。
All these are what God revealed to His people.
这一切呢，都是神向他的百姓们所启示出来的。
And all these are to be accomplished in Christ Jesus.
而且这一切都要在基督耶稣里面完成。
In the church.
并且完成在教会中。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
This is the first prayer of the Apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗的第一个祷告。
And may this prayer be answered abundantly among his people.
愿这个祷告呢，在神的百姓中丰富的得以成全。
Now, this morning we would like to continue on.
今天早晨我们要再往前。
And we willConsider together Paul's second prayer in the letter to the Ephesians.
我们要来思想保罗给以弗所教会的第二个祷告。
He said, I bow my knee before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我在我们主耶稣基督的父面前屈膝。
And what is he going to pray for the Ephesian saints?
他要为着以弗所的圣徒有什么样的祷告呢？
What is the difference between this prayer and the first prayer?
那么这一个祷告和第一个祷告有什么不同呢？
In the first prayer, he prayed for understanding.
第一个祷告他求悟性和明白。
He prayed that we may know.
他求使我们能够真知道。
We may knowThe full knowledge of God.
我们能够真知道神里面的知识。
We know what is in God.
我们知道在神里面有什么。
What does God intend to do?
神要做什么。
His purpose.
他的目的。
His way.
他的道路。
His heart.
他的心意。
These are the things that are revealed to us.
这些乃是向我们启示出来的事情。
That we may know it.
好使我们能够明白认识它。
And now you find in the second prayer.
然后我们在第二个祷告中看见。
It is different from the first prayer.
这个和第一个祷告是不同的。
The first prayer he prayed to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一个祷告他是向我们主耶稣基督的神祷告。
The second prayer he prayed to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个祷告他是向着我们主耶稣基督的父来祷告。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because GodIs the revealer of all wisdom.
因为神呢，乃是所有智慧的启示者。
So you need to pray to God who is the source of wisdom.
所以我们要向着那智慧的源头，就是神自己来祷告。
What you have there is objective truth.
在那里我们看见的乃是客观的真理。
The truth that is in Christ Jesus.
就是在基督耶稣里的真理。
Everything is accomplished in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里所有的事情都完成了。
And he does all for us.
他这一切都是为着我们。
This is the eternal truth.
这是一个永远的真理。
He has called us with a holy calling.
他用圣召召了我们。
He has filled us with all his fullness.
他用他的丰满来充满我们。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him, and ye are complete in him.
神本性一切的丰富都居住在他的里面，而且我们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And the power that has been manifested in Christ Jesus is also for us.
在耶稣基督里面所显出来的那个能力也是为着我们的。
These are the truths of God.
这些乃是神的真理。
Never change.
是永不改变。
Always true.
永远是真实的。
It is not affected by us nor by circumstances.
它不受我们和环境的影响的。
Because it is all being done.In Christ Jesus.
因为这一切都在耶稣基督里面成全了。
And to these eternal truths, we need to know to understand.
这些永恒的真理我们需要知道，我们需要明白。
And then you find in a second prayer.
然后我们在第二个祷告里看见。
He prayed to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他向着我们主耶稣基督的父祷告。
When it comes to the matter of the Father,
当我们讲到父的时候，
it refers to experience.
它乃是指着经历说的。
There is a relationship between the Father and the Son.
在那里父和子之间有一个关系。
So the second prayer actually is for experience.
所以第二个祷告实际上是为着经历。
Now, if you read this prayer very carefully,
若是我们很仔细很留心的来读这个祷告，
you'll find in verse 18,
我们会看见在十八节中，
In order that ye may be fully able to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
Now there is a little problem with translation.
在翻译的时候有一点点的难处。
Because here in Darby's version, which is very close to the original,
在这里呢，达比的翻译它是非常接近原文的。
He used the word apprehend.
他用了这一个字就是得着。
Now this word includes the idea of knowing.
这一个字的翻译这个意思呢，包含了知道和认识。
But it is deeper, more than just knowing it.
但是它比知道、认识、明白还要更深一些。
It is apprehending it.
它的意思乃是呢，我们得着了，拥有了。
In other words, it arrests us.
换一句话说呢，就是它抓住了我们。
It captures us.
它好像抓住了我们。
It grasps us.
它好像把我们呢套住了。
Or we arrest it.
或者我们也抓住了。
We capture it.
我们也得着了。
And we grasp it.
而且我们紧紧的得着了。
So here you find it's more than just knowing.
所以在这里我们看见呢，它比那个紧紧的明白要多。
It is more than just understanding it.
它也比紧紧的领会了要多。
It goes on that what you know and understand began to grasp you.
它从我们明白领会开始呢，它最后抓住我们。
And it began to arrest you, capture you.
把我们逮捕了，把我们牢牢地套住了。
Or you can say you have captured it.
或者也可以这样讲，我们也逮捕抓到了它。
You have taken hold of it.
我们呢，已经掌握了它。
So it refers to our experience.
所以这是指着我们的经历说的。
It becomes our subjective experience.
它成为我们主观的经历。
What we know become what we capture.
我们所明白所知道的成为我们所得着所抓住的。
So you find as you read on, when you became to apprehend it, then you will be filled with it.
所以当我们继续读，我们看见了，当我们得着拥有抓住他的时候，我们就被他充满。
I do not know if you have seen the difference here.
我不晓得大家有没有看见这个区别。
Oftentimes we think when we see, we have it.
许多时候我们会认为只要我看见了我就拥有了。
Now this is not absolutely true.
这个呢并不绝对是对的。
Seeing is believing.
我们眼见为凭，我们相信。
Why do we not believe? Because we don't see it.
若是我们没有看见，我们怎么会相信呢？
Spiritual things are unreal to us.
属灵的事情对我们来讲是不实际的，不真实的。
They are in heaven and we are on earth.
那些事情是在天上，我们是在地上。
We are in different realms.
我们在不同的境界。
And that's the reason why the natural man cannot receive the things of the Holy Spirit.
那就是为什么属血气天然的人呢，不能接受属灵的事情。
And they are folly to him.
对他们来讲，这都是愚拙的。
And they cannot know it.
他们没有办法明白知道。
Because they are spiritually discerned.
因为他们没有办法来分辨属灵的事情。
When you are talking spiritual things with natural man,
当我们向天然的人来谈到属灵的事情的时候，
he may be very brilliant.
他可能是一个非常聪明的人。
When you talk with him of all things under the heaven, he knows.
当我们谈天下天底下各样的事情，他都知道。
But when you talk about things above the earth, it is folly to him.
但是当我们谈到了在地之上的那些事物，对他而言就是陌生的了。
I cannot believe because I don't see it.
我根本没有办法相信，因为我看不见这些事情。
We often say,Faith is blind.
我们有时候会说呢，盲目的信心，信心是盲目的。
But faith is not blind.
但是信心呢，不是瞎眼，不是盲目的。
So far as the natural eyes are concerned, it is blind.
就着我们天然的眼睛来说，它是一个盲目的，是瞎眼的。
But faith comes by seeing.
但是信心呢，是借着看见而有信心的。
But that seeing is the spiritual seeing.
但是那一个看见呢，是属灵的看见。
Your inner eyes being opened.
我们里面的眼睛被开启了。
And because your inner eyes has been opened.
因着我里面的眼睛被开启了。
You have received wisdom and revelation.
我们就得着了智慧和启示的。
So you can believe it.
所以我们可以相信。
And it is hard not to believe.
要我们不信是很难的。
Is it the truth?
那岂不是真的吗？
When Christ is revealed to you as the Savior,
当基督启示在我们里面是我们的救主。
It is easy to believe and hard to not believe.
要我们相信是非常容易的，要我们不信呢是很困难的。
Because seeing is believing.
因为我们看见了，我们就相信了。
You see it.
因为我看见了。
With your spiritual eyes.
借着我属灵的眼睛。
It's real.
是真的。
It's more real than the things on earth.
比地上任何的事情更真实。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
When spiritual seeing happens.
当属灵的看见发生的时候。
You know what's happening.
你就知道发生了什么事情。
The heaven opens.
天就开了。
In the spirit, it is as if you're lifted up to the heaven.
在灵里面，我们仿佛被提到天上去了。
And you begin to think, see things that the naked eyes can never see.
我们就开始看见肉眼永远看不见的那些事。
Or even hear things that cannot be told.
我们也能够听见那些人说不出来的那些事物。
But to you, it is so uplifting.
但是对你而言呢，那是何等的把我们提升起来。
When light comes into your life,
当光进到我们生命中，
your whole being seems to be enlightened.
我们全人好像都被照亮了。
And you seem to be lifted up to heaven.
我们好像被抬到举到天上去了。
You see things eternal.
我们开始看见那些永恒、永远的事物。
So different from things on earth.
和地上所有的事情是何等的不同。
You are in another realm.
我们在另外一个境界中。
And they are so real, so living.
而且他们是那样的真实，那样的活泼。
And it gives you faith.
那个就带给我们信心。
So seeing is believing.
所以看见就使我们相信。
It happens.It does happen.
它确实发生了。
Isn't that true?
那岂不是真的吗？
But does it mean that you have laid hold of all that you have seen?
但是呢，是不是就意味着我们看见了，我们就真正抓住、拥有了这看见的事物呢？
You can see like Moses the whole land of Canaan.
我们可以像摩西一样看见迦南的全地。
But he was not allowed to enter into it.
但是神却不许可他进去。
You have to go in and put your foot down.
我们必须要进去，用我们的脚踩过。
And wherever your foot put down, that is your possession.
我们脚掌所踏之处才成为我们的产业。
Brothers and sisters, I think we have a mistaken idea.
弟兄姊妹们，我想呢，我们可能有一个错误的观念。
Because we see, we think that we have it.
因为我们看见了，我们就认为我们拥有了。
We think that we are already filled with it.
我们认为呢，我们已经感觉到它了。
We are already in what we have seen.
我们已经在我们所看见的那个事物之内了。
And what have we seen is already in us.
并且我们所看见的事物也已经在我里面了。
Not so.
并不是如此。
You need another prayer.
我们需要有另外一个祷告。
You need a prayer of apprehending.
我们需要祷告，我们能够得着拥有它。
Not only knowing, but apprehending.
不仅仅是知道，并且是拥有它。
Not only seeing, but possessing.
不仅仅是看见它，并且是得着拥有它。
Not only knowing the eternal truth.
不仅仅是知道那永远的真理。
But have personal experience of it.
并且对它有我们个人亲身的经历。
So this is the second prayer that Paul prayed for the saints in Ephesus.
所以这就是保罗为着以弗所的圣徒所有的第二个祷告。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Do you think you need such prayer?
你是否认为你需要有这样的祷告呢？
Now let us look at this prayer.
让我们一同来看这个祷告。
In verse 16,
在十六节，
In order that he may give youAccording to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power by his spirit in the inner man.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们里面的人力量刚强起来。
Here you find the inner man. I think in some Chinese version you say the heart.
在这里英文讲到里面的人，我们中文的版本翻译是你们的心。
Now this is not the heart.
这里不是讲到我们的心。
This is the inner man.
这是讲到里面的人。
Now who is the inner man?
那么什么，谁是里面的人呢？
The inner man is the spirit of man.
里面的人就是人里面的灵。
It is a little different from the heart.
这个跟我们的心呢有一点点的不同。
Now we sometimes say that what is the heart?
我们常常问呢，什么是心呢？
Now of course the heart is the center of our being.
当然呢，我们只说到心的时候，是指着我们这个人的中心。
It is the passage between the soul and the spirit.
它乃是我们魂和灵中间的那个通道。
Usually the heart includes all the functions of the soul plus the conscience of the spirit.
通常我们讲到呢，心呢，它包含了魂里面所有的官能，加上灵里面的那个良心的官能。
This you can find in the scripture.
这个我们可以从圣经里面找到。
We do not have the time to go into it.
我们今天没有时间去详细的看。
But when you talk about the inner man,
但是当我们讲到里面的人的时候，
sometimes say the hidden man of the heart.
有的时候他是说我们心中那个隐藏的人。
Then what does it refer to?
那么它是指着什么说的呢？
It refers to our spirit.
它乃是指着我们的灵说的。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we who believe in the Lord Jesus, we have a new spirit.
我们信了主耶稣基督的人，我们得着了一个新灵。
We have a regenerated spirit.
我们有一个重更新的灵。
And we have Christ dwelling in our spirit.
我们有基督住在我们的灵里。
Where does the Holy Spirit dwell?
圣灵住在哪里呢？
He dwells in our spirit.
他是住在我们的灵里。
Just like the ark dwells in the holiest of all.
正好像约柜是住在至圣所里面一样。
So you find that the Spirit of God dwells in our spirit.
所以我们看见神的灵，圣灵住在我们的灵里面。
And that is Christ dwells in our spirit.
那就是基督住在我们的灵里。
He becomes the life of our spirit.
他成为我们灵里面的生命。
Now that's what is in our spirit today.
那就是在我们灵里面今天的光景。
That's the inner man.
那是里面的人。
And then you have the heart.
然后我们讲到心。
Now, the heart here means the center of your being.
在这里，心是指着我们全人的那个中心。
And the center of our being is the soul.
我们全人的中心乃是我们的魂。
Even though it is a passage to the spirit.
虽然心呢是向到灵里面的一个通道。
But when you read the context, the heart you find in verse 17, that Christ may dwell through faith in your heart. The heart really speaks of our soul.
在十七节里面，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。这里的心啊，它的意思就是指着我们的魂说的。
Because the heart here represents the center of our being.
因为我们的心呢，是指着我们这个人的中心。
Now here, we need a little explanation.
这里我们需要做一点的解释。
Before we are regenerated,
在我们重生之前，
our spirit was dead.
我们的灵是死的。
Then how do we live?
那么我们怎么活呢？
We live by that created life of man.
我们乃是照着那受造的人的生命来生活的。
And this created life is a fallen life.
这一个受造的生命呢，已经是一个堕落的生命。
Because man have sinned.
因为人犯了罪。
And so you find that that which dwells in our soul is a self life.
所以我们发现呢，在我们魂里面所住的那个生命呢，乃是己的生命。
And we live by that self life.
我们是借着那个己的生命来生活，过生活。
And that's the reason why we are so self-centered.
那就是为什么我们每一个人都是以自己为中心的。
Because that is our life.
因为那就是我们的生命。
We live for ourselves.
我们是为着自己来生活的。
Our thinking, our feeling, our opinion is all governed by this I self life.
我们的思想，我们的感觉，我们的意见，都是被这个己的生命来管制，来控制的。
But after we are saved,
但是当我们得救之后，
something happened.
就发生了一些事情。
You find that our spirit is being renewed into life.
我们会发现呢，我们的灵呢，被更新了，得着了生命。
And the Holy Spirit, Christ, dwells in our spirit.
那么基督的灵就是圣灵现在住在我们灵里面。
So you have a double life.
所以我们里面呢就好像有双重的生命。
In your spirit, Christ is your life.
在我的灵里面，基督是我的生命。
In your soul, self is your life.
在我的魂里面，我的己是我的生命。
So after you are saved,
所以当你得救之后，
I believe you all have experienced this.
我相信我们每一个人都经历过这个。
You find that there is a civil war going on in your life.
我们发现在我们生命里面好像有一个内战。
Sometimes you feel that you want to do God's will.
有的时候我们感觉呢，我们要遵行神的旨意。
Now where does that come from?
那是从哪里来的呢？
It comes from your spirit.
那是从我们灵里来的。
Because Christ is the life of your spirit.
因为基督是我灵里面的生命。
It is heavenly.
它是属天的。
It is spiritual.
它是属灵的。
And it has his nature.
它有它的天性。
It has his requirement.
它有它的要求。
So you find that after you are saved.
所以我们发现当我们得救之后，
deep within yourself,You want to please God.
在我们里面的深处，我们要讨神的喜悦。
You want to do His will.
我们愿意遵行神的旨意。
But at the same time,
但是同时，
you find there is there within you too.
我们发现在我们里面还有另外一个生命。
That is still self-centered.
那仍然是以自己为中心的。
Ah, if you do the will of God,
他会向我们说，若是你遵行神的旨意，
you will suffer.
你就要受苦了。
You will get lost.
啊，你会失落。
Be careful.
你要小心啊。
Love yourself.
你要爱你自己。
Don't be so foolish.
啊，不要那么愚昧。
Do what you want to do.
你应该做你自己想做的事。
Gratify your own desire.
啊，并且成全你自己的欲望。
That will make you happy.
那一定会叫你快乐。
And you're torn between these two things.
所以我们就在这两件事情中间被撕裂了。
And oftentimes,
许多时候，
you find that old Adam is too strong.For young Melanchthon,
和我们发现呢，我们里面的老亚当呢太强了。
That is the famous saying by Melanchthon.
这是
Philip Melanchthon.
这是 Philip Melanchthon 他说的一句话。
He is the theologian of Reformation.
他是在改革中里面的一位神学家。
He said, "Old Adam is too strong for young Melanchthon."
他说对我这个年轻的 MacMadden 来讲呢，那个老亚当太强壮了。
And Martin Luther also said,
马丁路德也曾经说过，
I do not afraid of all the popes and the cardinals.
他说我不害怕那些红衣主教和所有的教皇，
But I am afraid of the pope within me.
但是我害怕呢在我里面的那个教皇。
Now brothers and sisters, do you have such experience?
弟兄姊妹们，你是不是有这样的经验呢？
You are torn.
我们里面好像被撕裂了。
According to your inner man, you want to go God's will.
照着我里面人的意思，我要遵行神的旨意。
But according to your outward man, you want your own way.
但是照着我外面的人的意思，我要行我自己的道路。
And oftentimes you find these two cross each other.
许多时候我们发现这两个好像彼此交叉。
And oftentimes you find your spirit is weak, but your flesh is strong.
许多时候我们感觉我们灵里软弱，肉体却强壮。
Ah, the Bible said, our spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
但是我们会说呢，圣经说的，我灵里愿意，但是我肉体却软弱了。
Well, that's when you come to the will of God.
那是指着我们来到讲就着神的旨意而言。
But when you come to the will of man,
但是就着我们人的意思来说，
the spirit is weak and the flesh is strong.
我们的灵是很软弱的，我们肉体非常强壮。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Do you think you need to cry out to God?
你是否认为你需要向神呼求呢？
And ask God that He will strengthen your inner man with His power of the Spirit.
求神呢，借着他圣灵的能力，叫我里面的人力量刚强起来。
To be strengthened with power by His Spirit in the inner man.
借着他圣灵的能力，使我里面的人力量刚强起来。
Do you think you need this prayer?
你是否认为你需要这样的祷告呢？
Because if you don't pray this prayer,
因为若是你不这样祷告，
you already see something heavenly.
你可能已经看见一些属天的事情。
You already see something spiritual.
你已经看见一些属灵的事情。
You already see something eternal.
你也看见一些永远的事情。
And you desire it.
你有一个愿望要得着。
You want it.
你要它。
But you are too weak.
但是你却非常的软弱。
Your flesh is too strong.
我们的肉体太强壮了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we need to cry out to God.
我们需要向神呼求，
by the riches of His glory,
借着他丰盛的荣耀，
that He will strengthen our inner man by the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着他圣灵的能力，使我们里面的人力量刚强起来。
And when that happened,
当那个发生的时候，
you know,What really happened within you?
我们就知道在我们里面真是发生了什么事情。
He said that the Christ may dwell through faith in your hearts.
他说使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
Christ dwells in our spirit.
基督住在我们灵里。
Self dwells in our hearts.
己住在我们的心里。
But when your spirit is so strengthened by the Holy Spirit,
当我们的灵里面的人呢，借着圣灵得着了力量，
you find that Christ will come as it were from your spirit into your heart.
我们要发现呢，基督好像呢，就从我们的灵里面进到我们心中了。
He will dethrone self and be enthroned on in your heart.
他要挤从我们的心里面下宝座，而基督在我们心中坐宝座。
And during the process,
在这一个过程中。
You are bearing the cross.
我们是在背十字架。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Our Lord Jesus said, "If you want to follow me,"
我们主耶稣向我们说，若有人要跟从我，
"You have to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me."
就你就需要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
Do you think?That you can see spiritual things without paying any cost.
你是否认为呢？你可以看见属灵的事物而不需要付任何的代价呢？
Spiritual things are wonderful.
属灵的事情是奇妙的。
But spiritual things are costly.
但是属灵的事情也是极其贵重，要付代价的。
Because they are so different.From earthly things.
因为他们和所有属地的事物是如此的不同。
The flesh lusts after the spirit, and the spirit lusts after the flesh.
我们看见肉体与圣灵相与灵相争，并且圣灵也与肉体相争。
These are two opposites.
这两个是相反对的。
They can never be together.
他们永不可以，不会在一起。
It's either one or the other.
要么就是一个或是另一个。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
This matter of bearing the cross and follow the Lord is a daily thing.
这一个背起自己的十字架来跟从主是每天的事情。
The moment you see spiritually, the moment a cross is formed.
当我们看见属灵事物的那个时刻， 也就是在我们里面有十字架的。
If you don't see anything spiritual,
若是你没有看见任何属灵的
事， you have no cross,
你就根本没有代价。
Because you just go on as you wish,
因为我们可以照着我们所意愿来往前。
But the moment you see something spiritual,
但是当我们看见一些属灵事的时刻，
Immediately a cross is formed in your life.
立刻在我们生命里面就形成了一个十字架。
Because the spiritual and the earthly cross each other.
因为呢，属灵的事情和我们和地上的事情呢是彼此交错成为一个十字架。
Heaven and earth will cross each other.
天和地呢是彼此交错。
Christ and self will cross each other.
基督和己呢是彼此交错的。
If you do not bear the cross,
若是你不背十字架，
What you see spiritually will never becomeYour vocation.
若是你不背十字架，你所看见属灵的事物永远不可能成为你的使命。
And that's the reason why people may profess they have seen.
那就是为什么有人承认宣称说看见。
And yet what they have seen never appear in their life.
但是他们宣称他们所看见的在他们生命中从来没有变成实际。
They become visionary.
他们变成一个光看的人。
There is no reality.
却没有在其中却没有实际。
It is because there is a price to pay.
那乃是因为我们需要付一个代价。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Do not be too happy when you see.
当你看见的时候，不要太高兴。
Because it challenges you.
因为那向我们挑战。
Every time you see something heavenly,
每一次当我们看见一些属天的事物，
it challenges you.
那就向我们形成一个挑战。
It demands.That you take up your cross and follow the Lord.
那要求我们背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
Self has to be dethroned.
我们的己要下宝座。
Christ has to be enthroned in our hearts.
基督必须在我们心里面上宝座。
And when this thing happens,
当这件事发生的时候，
you know what you experience?
我们就知道我们会经历什么。
Being rooted and founded in love, in order that you may be fully able to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of the Christ which surpasses knowledge.
叫我们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白得着基督的爱是何等的阔长高深。
And when Christ comes into your heart,
当基督进到我们心中的时候，
What is your experience?
我们的经历是什么呢？
You experience love.
我们经历到爱。
You experience the love of Christ.
我们经历基督的爱。
You experience a love that cannot be measured.
我们经历那是不能测度的爱。
So it says here, what is the length and width and breadth and height?
所以他在这里说到他是何等的长阔高深。
To know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge.
并且知道基督的爱呢是远超过人所能测度所能知道的。
His love will so constrain you.
他的爱能够激励约束我们。
Give you the strength.To lay down everything for him.
赐给我们力量，能够为着他放下一切的事情。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is the way to possess.
这乃是去得着、去拥有的道路。
This is the way to be filled with the fullness of God.
这乃是让神的丰满来充满我们的道路。
And this is when you experience with all the saints the unmeasurable love of Christ.
这乃是使我们能够与所有的圣徒一同来明白基督那测不透的爱。
How can anyone be able to pay any cost for heavenly things?
怎么可能有任何一个人为着属天的事物来付任何的代价？
And you pay that cost willingly.
而我且是甘心情愿的来付这个代价。
It is impossible with man.
这对人来讲是不可能的，做不到的。
But possible with God.
但是在神却是没有难成的事。
When your heart is filled with the love of Christ.
当我们的心里面被基督的爱所充满，
What can you do?
我们能做什么呢？
Look at Paul.
我们看保罗。
If you read Philippians chapter 3,
若是我们读腓立比书第三章，
After he had received that heavenly vision,
当他得着了那属天的意象之后，
What wasGain to him, become loss.
以往他认为对他有益处的，现在对他是有损的。
What he put his trust in before,
他以往他所信靠的，
now he considered them as dross.
现在他把那些事物看成粪土。
And he said, "For the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, I count all things but dross."
他说为要认识基督呢，我把万事都当作粪土。
I lay down everything.
我将一切都放下。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
It is love that makes this possible.
唯有爱能够使我们可以如此行。
So out of his own experience,
所以我们讲到经历，
Paul himself has gone through it.
保罗他自己走过。
He knows that there is a price to pay.
他知道有一个代价要付。
And it is the love of Christ that constrains him.
乃是基督的爱约束激励我们。
And that brings him into possession.
那是带我们去拥有去得着。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
The same principle works in all of us.
同样的原则也在我们每一个人里面做工。
I would like to give a personal testimony.
我要做一个个人的见证。
By the grace of God, I was saved in 1930.
在1930年，因着神的恩典，我得救了。
When I was 15.
那个时候我15岁。
In 1933.
在1934年。
I was in college.
1933年，我在读大学。
While I was there, the Lord began to open my eyes.
当我读书的时候呢，我在那里主开始开我的眼睛。
He showed me a little bit, just a little bit of the body of Christ.
他让我看见一点点关于基督身体的事。
I began to see.That the body of Christ is one.
我开始看见呢，基督和身体呢是一。
Christ is not divided.
基督不是分开的。
I was at that time a Methodist.
那个时候呢，我是在卫理公会里面。
My father was a Methodist pastor.
我父亲呢是卫理公会的牧师。
I was zealous for the Lord.
我为主非常热心。
I was serving the Lord.
我也在服侍主。
But when I see the body is one,
但是当我看见身体是合一的，
Christ is not divided.
基督不是分开的。
I realize I cannot continue in any organized institution.
我开始明白呢，我不能够在任何人组织的一个团体里面服侍。
Thank God, two of my classmates had the same vision.
感谢神，我有两个同班的同学，他们也得着了同样的看见。
So three of us sometimes will go into an empty classroom and pray together.
所以我们三个人呢，有的时候就到一个空的教室里面一起祷告。
And sometimes even on the Lord's Day, we will go to an empty room and break bread together.
有的时候甚至在主日呢，我们就到一个空的房间里面去，在一起擘饼。
We do not want to belong to any earthly institution.
我们不愿意呢，去属于任何一个属地的一个机构。
We want to honor Christ as our head.
我们愿意尊基督做我们的头。
And we want to be open to all God's people.
我们愿意呢，向所有神的儿女开放自己。
And the Lord began to work.
那么主就开始做工。
During that period, I was at a crossroad.
在那一段时期，我好像到了一个交叉路口。
If I want to follow my conviction,
若是我要跟随我里面的认定，
I have to leave.The denomination.
我必须要离开宗派。
But I love my father.
但是我爱我的父亲。
I do not want to hurt him.
我不愿意伤他的心。
But if I don't,
但是如果我不这样行，
what will be the future?
我前面还有什么前途呢？
People begin to gather together.
那么那时候人们开始聚在一起。
And I was leading them.
我在那里带领他们。
And yet, my two legs are on two boats.
但是我的两个脚呢，好像踩在两条船上。
And these two boats are sailing gradually apart.
而这两条船呢，他们是背向而驶开了。
I was troubled by it.
我非常的困扰。
And it was at that time,
就在那个时候,
a servant of God came.
有一位神的仆人来到,
and we have some meeting in a home.
我们在一个家中有一些的聚集。
In the morning, that brother gave a message.
那个早晨呢, 那位弟兄传信息。
It was Luke chapter 14.
他讲到路加福音第十四章。
Our Lord Jesus turned away from the multitude and said,
我们主离开了众人说,
If anyone want to follow me, he must forsake all and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，他要舍弃一切的来跟从我，撇下一切。
Before you build a tower, you need to sit down and count the cost.
当你要建一座楼的时候，你要先坐下来计算花费。
Whether you are able to finish it.
你是否能够完工？
If you are going to fight with another king who came with 20,000 soldiers.
若是你要用一万兵去与另外一个王领二万兵来征战的时候，
And you only are willing to use 10,000 soldiers.
若是你只愿意用一万的兵，
Then you better ask for peace.
那么你最好先去求和，
Because you cannot succeed.
因为你不可能成功的。
In other words,
换一句话说，
If you want to follow the Lord, sit down.
若是
not by impulse.
若是你要跟随主的话，不要冲动的，最好坐下来。
And count your cost.
计算一下你的代价。
Before you begin anything.
在你还没有做任何事之前。
And that message touched me very deeply.
那天那个信息呢，深深的摸着了我。
So at lunchtime, after we have lunch,
所以在我们吃过午饭之后
，we have a rest.
我们有一点休息。
Before we have the second meeting in the afternoon,
在那一天下午开始聚会之前
，and I was sitting by myself.
我自己一个人独自坐着。
I was praying.
我在那里祷告。
Lord, is it because I have never sat down? And count my cost that I am now in such situation.
我问主说，主啊，是不是因为我从来没有坐下来计算我的代价，所以我现在落在如此的光景中呢？
So I began to count my cost.
所以我就开始计算我要付的代价。
If I follow my conviction,
若是我照着我里面主所给我的带领。
What will happen to me?
那我会遭遇什么事呢？
And you know the enemy knows how to pile on all these costs.
我们知道呢，仇敌他会如何的把这一切的代价向我们吼叫。
I began to see that I will be discharged from my university.
我开始看见了，我会被我读的大学开除。
My family will cast me out.
我的家庭呢，会把我赶出去。
All my future will be finished.
我一切的前途都了结了。
The more I counted the cost,
当我越计算那个代价
，the more it costly.
那个代价好像就越来越大。
I told the Lord.
我就告诉主说
I cannot pay it.
我付不起这个代价。
I cannot do it.
我没有办法。
Then I saw the Lord.
然后我看见了主。
I don't know whether it's a vision or a dream or what is it?
我不晓得是一个意象或者是梦中或者什么其他的情况。
But I saw him coming to me.
但是我却看见他向我而来。
Showing me his bleeding hands.
他让我看他流血钉痕的手。
And he said to me.
他向我说。
I did it all for you.
这一切是为你而受的。
What will you do for me?
你为我做什么呢？
What can I say?
我能说什么呢？
I said, Lord.
我说主啊。
I'm willing.
我愿意。
I'm willing.To pay anything.
我愿意付任何的代价。
His love melts me.
他的爱融化了我。
And by that love, he carried me through.
借着这个爱，他一路带我过来。
I'm what I'm here today.
我就成为今天我在这里的。
It begins at that time.
那是从那个时候开始。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，seeing is believing.
我们看见了才相信。
But believing alone is not enough.
但是相信明白了还不够。
Trust and obey.
要信并且顺服。
There is no other way.
除此以外，别无他途。
To be happy in Jesus.
我们能够在主耶稣里面喜乐。
But to trust and obey.
唯有信而顺服。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
You begin to apprehend.
我们开始得着。
With all the saints, What is the breadth and length and depth and height of the love of Christ?
与众圣徒一同来得着明白基督的爱的阔长高深。
It is not just a personal thing.
它不仅仅是一个个人的事情。
You enter into fellowship.
我们乃是进入一个交通。
With all the saints throughout the centuries.
与所有历世历代的圣徒。
That are constrained by the love of Christ. And come into possession, filled with the fullness of God.
他们被基督的爱所约束激励，以至于他们能够被神的爱所充满。
Is this what you are asking for?
这是不是你所求的呢？
Is this what you are expecting?
这是不是你所盼望的呢？
All you have never asked.
或者你从来没有这样求过。
You never asked him to strengthen your inner man.
你从来没有求过他使你里面的人刚强起来。
By the power of his spirit.
借着圣灵的能力。
You never asked that Christ will come through faith into your hearts.
你从来没有求过借着你的信心好叫基督进到你的心里。
You never asked that he will fill your hearts with his love.
你从来没有求过他的爱能够充满你的全心。
That are that love that cannot be measured.
那个爱是测不透的爱。
If you ask,
若是你求的话
，If you expect it,
若是你期望的话
，You will find the power in you will be more than sufficient.
你要发现，在你。
For all your needs.
你要发现在你里面的能力是远超过你需要更多更大的。
And that is the way that the church is built.
那乃是教会被建造的方式和道。
That is the way that God will be glorified in the church in Christ Jesus.
那乃是神在教会里在基督耶稣里得荣耀的道路。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Is it real with us?
这对我们来讲是不是真的呢？真实的呢？
Very very soon we shall meet our Lord.
很快的我们就要见主的面。
Are we ready for him?
我们是否预备好了呢？
All spiritual things worthwhile.
这一切属灵的事是否值得呢？
That worth our losing all and gaining to eternity.
它值得我们失去一切属地暂时的和我们得着永远的呢。
Dear Lord, may thy spirit search our hearts.
亲爱的主，愿你的灵鉴察我们的心。
May thy love fill our hearts.
愿你的爱充满我们的心。
That what thou dost desire to do in us may all be done.
好使你愿意在我们身上所成全的一切都得以成就。
May Christ be glorified in the church.
愿基督在教会中得着荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.